This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unbelievable. Look, the guy might have misspoke. I think he meant to say black clouds. Jesus.
Maybe.
Or maybe...
Man, come on. I mean, if you're wondering, you just tuned in. We were talking about, you know, I think it's convenient blaming Sharon Moore for the state of the program. You guys been there for 10 minutes. And then I didn't pick up on that caller saying that. And Rico, now I understand why his team made the face that he made. I'm like, well, what did he say? Well, there's the audio. Yikes. All right, maybe it was just a simple mistake. Football today, anybody?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So, wasn't able to get you all's full thought yet on this deal, so let's do it now. The Chiefs have traded for DeAndre Hopkins. There were also reports out there that they wanted Cooper Kupp but didn't want to pay the price of a second-round pick, and they needed another team to take on the large chunk. But they got Hopkins. Your thoughts?
I think for the Chiefs, it works out because they were cash strapped. They didn't have a ton of money because it's all invested in about three players. But you do get Mahomes a new toy. You get him somebody who can pick up the first down, and he'll be a complimentary piece to go along with Worthy. It'll go along with Kelsey. And let's face it, man, they're not running a touchdown play in Kansas City. They've yet to break 30 points this season.
Move they had to make. I mean, I'm good with it. The idea is he can come in, be a professional. Just space the field a little bit. I mean, David, for God's sake, Sky Moore actually got in a game last week. So, yeah, B plus, A minus move, best shot to get on par with the Ravens.
So I want your thoughts on this one here because this is just breaking. So Andy Dalton was involved in a car accident yesterday and will not be able to play on Sunday. So Bryce Young is now set to start again for the Panthers on Sunday. They have... the Broncos on Sunday.
Here's my response. that's Carolina's response to seeing Bryce Young again. Feel free.
So no shot at him actually looking good and returning back to the starting role.
I think we may have a challenge for Thanksgiving.
I just don't see it. There's no infrastructure. And for God's sakes, Jaden Daniels got hurt last week, and they lost 37-0.
Yeah, you're right about that. They look bad overall.
Sure.
And they're shopping their wide receiver, so...
Well, Deontay's shopping himself. He's had enough. David's lived that experience. Here's Deontay Johnson when he wakes up in the morning. I mean, it's chaos in Carolina.
Deontay Johnson will be playing for your Michigan Panthers real soon. So let's get to this. Yeah, one bad team to another bad team, but there's a reason why I'm doing this. It's the New England Patriots. So after the game, in his post-game interview, Coach Mayo decided to call his team soft. Well, Bill Belichick has responded to some things that he said in his post-game. He was on the Pat McAfee show, and he says, defensively, the Patriots led the league last year in rushing defense. Number one in the league this year, somehow they're in the 20s with the same guys. They are way down in the 20s. So who do you blame for the fall on defense? Mayo is a defensive guy.
I think part of the problem, first of all, I think him and Antonio Pierce as former players overplayed their hand with comments. You got to be one hell of a coach with a hell of a track record to maybe get away with calling your team soft. That's a problem. The other thing is, Rico, they don't have any talent.
Right.
And they didn't have a football department because Belichick was the whole department. So my question to you is, how is it going to be any different? It's not like Gerard Mayo's got 30 years of experience.
It's not. And if you're Mayo, you don't get to do that in the first year. You need to win some games. And I would say this, possibly because your offense can't stay on the field long enough that your defense is grabbing their helmets and another three and out. And we're back out on the field again. And they're just getting worn down. And look, losing is contagious. And after a while, you just, what are we doing out here? You feel like you're like Nick, like do 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 do. Yeah, that's it.
No,
that's every time the defense has to go back out on the field after another three and out.
So the Browns are making changes. No, not at quarterback. We all know they have an injury there. Jameis Winston is going to be the starter, but the Browns offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey will now call plays. Kevin Stefanski is out from calling plays. Is this a sign that it's over in Cleveland for Kevin Stefanski?
It's over for the franchise. I mean, you could make a case. This truly is a rare. This is a five-year rebuild. The Deshaun Watson contract is bad enough, but if he's dead, can't play, can't be sent away, you can't pay 60% of the deal to get him out plus a pick, you're stuck with all of that.
Right.
You're paying Myles Garrett a fortune. You have no quarterback, no draft capital, an expensive team. David, I think it's just, it's done on every level.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're Cleveland, with Deshaun going out, you may have been handed a blessing in disguise because now you can go out and draft a quarterback.
Right, but you won't be able to put anything around him. Look at the money. He takes up so much at her cap. I'm with you. They have to take a QB, but Rico, I don't know how they're going to build a team.
Mistakes were made.
That's why they should trade Myles Garrett to us for 50 first-round picks.
It's going to look like Carolina. No weapons, but you got a young quarterback, and he's now struggling.
And it usually ends up like that new drop we have.
So here's the news of last night. Alvin Kamara got a new deal. 2 years, $24.5 million. And, you know, not the question of do you pay running backs, all this stuff.
No, no, no.
They are still $8 million over the salary.
The salary cap is not real.
Whoever the executive is for New Orleans is the executive of the year. Because every year, he or she makes sure that team doesn't go out of business. Because the year they were $100 million, it seemed like, over the cap. And they still play. So they just print out money, I guess. But yeah, it's funny because it's New Orleans. Because, yeah, they're finding ways. And for everybody to say, well, you're because of the cap, it's not real. You fit the people in there and you manipulate the money around and you spread it out over years. Yeah, they'll be fine.
So, guys, I think I found the weakness of C.J. Stroud.
Oh, let's hear it.
It is road games. He is 9-2 at home, 5-6 away from home, only throws the ball for 213.5 average yards, 12 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Passer rating is 90.5 on the road, 106.3
All right.
at home.
Here, now I don't have time to do this live. Part of my concern with a stat like that is, okay, well, how many of those road games did they not have Tank Dell last year? Or how many of those road games have they not had Nico Collins this year?
That's fair.
If you want to say he has a weakness, and mind you, he's a second-year quarterback. Look, Nico's turned into a top 10 receiver in this league. Tank Dell's the guy who stretches the defense. I don't know. I mean, do they throw for 86 yards against Green Bay if Nico plays? Probably not. But I think it's something to monitor. I'm not ruling it out.
It is. Definitely something to monitor. And one thing that I did not notice, and I want to end with this, and, you know, we're talking about players and MVP players and Aiden Hutchinson and what he was. I did not realize the year that Dexter Lawrence was having, Michael.
I know.
Not realize it. He is now, because of Aiden's injury, the leader in sacks. He has 9 in 7 games.
You want him?
And he also has 13 QB hits, 4th in the NFL.
Make me an offer. I trade him. We're wasting sexy Dexy. There's no point. He's basically become Aaron Donald. What does it do for us? The Giants every Sunday at 1 o'clock. He's fabulous. He's an unbelievable player.
I didn't realize it, man.
We're wasting him. He's the best interior defensive lineman in the sport.
Yeah, doing that and no Thibodeau. So, yeah.
Correct.
That's impressive.
Correct.
Yeah. And what does it mean? It means Stugatz.
That is in football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. I want to get to the callers. People have held. They have a lot to say. And I want to frame this the right way, which is, look, we're turning our attention towards Michigan, Michigan State. Who's to blame for Michigan looking this way? And we had talked in the offseason on this show, and I had said, no, the person you're going to end up blaming is Jim Harbaugh. Both things can be true, that you're thrilled he won the championship, but I warned you, you wouldn't like what was after it. And even if you don't care about your reputations in the toilet, even if you don't care about sanctions that are coming, even if you just don't give a rip, that's cool. I'm not asking you to. But the product is unwatchable. And I lay it at his feet because it was his program. And I don't think it's a portal issue alone. You won three straight Big Ten titles. You beat Ohio State. You went to the playoff 3 years in a row. And you won it all. Where's the recruiting? How was the quarterback room ever this? How is the wide receiver room this? And defensively, guys, hey, the breakthrough. Where's talent? Oh, hey, you got Will Johnson. Who's the other dude? Zeb Smitherman or whatever his name is. The other corner, number 10. He stinks. Oh. What the hell's his name?
You're not talking about Moore, are you?
No.
Safe.
No, he's terrible. David, what's the kid's name? Zeke? Zeb?
I just go by numbers. I'm sorry. I'll look it up in a second.
Look, it doesn't matter. Corner
number
who 10 stinks.
Sucks, yeah.
I blame him. Now, people have called in and they want to blame Sharon. We've had somebody blame Ward. Blame who you want. I want to know from you, because here's the reality of this.
Oh, Zeke Berry.
Terrible. I'm sure he's a lovely young man. You know what he is? He's their Angelo Gross. Not ready to play. Mm-hmm. Here's my question. Here's the other thing. We've put it out there. I don't have this irrational confidence that some do in Michigan State. I don't know that we're winning this weekend. We are a roller coaster with a young quarterback. But if you lose to Michigan State, if you're staring at 5-7, that's unthinkable. You would be the single worst defending champion in the history of the sport. It'd be you and LSU. The difference is it was a pandemic, LSU 2020. That's crazy.
Right. And that year didn't count to a lot of people.
Right. I mean, you just, I don't know. A lot, and many of you out there listening, you pay a lot of money to watch this product. Like, face value of a ticket for this weekend is, what, 2.25? You wouldn't pay $25. And right now in the secondary market, you might get into this game for $25 Saturday night. So we wondered. 248-539-9797. You want to go to the people?
Let's go to people.
Let's go to Mensa, 97.1. Mensa, how you doing?
What's going on? I'm doing fine.
Welcome.
I agree with you guys. So, David, I had these guys going 6-6, and they told me that I was negative and I'm not a true Michigan fan. I'm this, I'm that. You know, how can you call yourself a Wolverine? All this. But at the reality of it, I think, like you said before, all things can be true or both things can be true. I think it's a combination of Harbaugh and a combination of recruiting. Brand name. Michigan is a brand name. You can just get kids off of the brand name. You can get kids off of the Jordan shoe. You can get kids off of money. I can give you this many millions of dollars. It's not just recruiting. It's transfer portal. I think it's a combination of all these things. Jim Harbaugh is the main culprit, though. He is the main culprit. There's no way that none of this should be like this. I'm turning off the game and doing something else. I'm disinterested. It hurts watching the game. And the amount of joy that they brought me last year with the national championship, it don't compare how much agony as I have watching them right now. It's piss poor, and this the Michigan brand name never should be 6-6. I hate it to even say it, but I was realistic, and it kind of sucks that we going through this right now. Saturdays is just a regular day. I think the Lions and the Michigan vice versa. It's like it's just crazy. Like I'm looking for Sundays. I don't even care about Saturdays no more. That's how.
Yeah,
bad
and look, part of that subconsciously, part of that is you won it last year, so you're frustrated. But it's easier to just all right, where's Sunday? But even that'll wear off. I'm with you. People laugh when I say it, but when you're at a major program, you're going to take the field with more talent than your opponent in 9 or 10 of your 12 games. All right, now if you're Georgia, it's 12 of 12. Mm-hmm. But like for Michigan, it's probably 9 or 10 out of 12. And even if you drop a game you shouldn't, 9-3, 8-4 is the floor. And what I said to start the year was that. I thought you were going to be at your floor because I just didn't have a lot of respect for your roster or the staff you assembled. But to talk about 5-7, I go, that would drive me nuts as a fan.
Mike, when I told people 6-6, and I was telling people that it was just going to be off of their defense. Their defense is going to get them 6-6. And like now, I'm like, what? This defense looked atrocious.
Yeah.
Like I can't believe the games that they won is because of their defense. And then now I can't even see them winning no games.
I tell you one thing, fellas, and I mean this. We can go around the room on this one. I don't want to get Kenny all excited, but truth be told. Thank God you're not in the SEC this year. The Big Ten to me stinks. It's Oregon, Ohio State, and Booty. The conference stinks. Like, imagine if you played in the SEC this year. You would have pulled off a D'Antonio 2016.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Right. Mississippi State would have been looking forward to playing you.
Dude, they're
Vandy.
And again,
South Carolina.
They stole the USC game. They stole it.
They stole them.
You needed a 64-yard touchdown, breaking 8 tackles to still win it on the last play of the game. Like, think about what this season looks like.
Or if the refs actually gave them the onside kick instead of changing the rules 12 hours later.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they did. They literally did. That's not me, David.
There, Sparty goes again.
The refs, Big Ten came out and changed the rules the next day.
All right, Sparty, take it easy.
Okay,
let's go to David, 97.1. What's up, David?
Not much. How about you guys?
We're okay. Hey, what's on your mind, brother?
Twofold. I agree with you guys. Part of the blame needs to be on Harbaugh. He was the man at the helm for the last 3 years, and the recruiting has been absolutely abysmal. I completely agree with all of that, but here's my problem.
Okay.
Who was the offensive line coach 3 years ago?
Sherrone Moore.
Who was the offensive coordinator the last 2 years?
Also Sherrone Moore.
Who's the head coach right now?
3-for-3, Sherrone Moore, yeah. David.
And let's go 4-for-4. Who's the guy who assembled this coaching staff?
Sherrone Moore. Okay.
I have a huge problem letting Sherrone Moore off the hook.
Okay, so
first off,
can I ask a question before you list your points? Because I'm interested.
Yep.
If they end up 5-7, what do you do with Sherrone Moore?
I don't need to wait till 5-7. He needs to be fired right now.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Really?
And I'll go into my points to explain the reason why.
Yeah.
Again, he is the man that assembled this coaching staff. He is the man who is the head of the program that has zero second half adjustments in these ball games. He is also the man that is also in charge of literally the worst offense from a Power Five conference in the history of college football. His ego and his offensive coaching staff's ego are the reasons why they just won't call an Army or a Navy or anyone else who runs that triple option and says, you know what, this is who we are, not who we think we are and who we want to be, and let's just run the triple option. Their ego and their pride will not allow them to do that. If I'm Ward Manuel, which, funny, I know, if he had any testicular fortitude at all, he'd fire him right now. Right now.
David,
he wouldn't wait till yes.
There's one problem that I have. Everything else I agree with, but I'm just going to not say assemble the coaching staff. He was stuck with most of these guys. He didn't have a chance to assemble.
Did he hire Wink Martindale?
Okay, yes.
Did he hire Wink Martindale?
Sure, but that's all he had left
did
to
he
get.
Hire the new, did he hire the new secondary coach?
That's all he had left to get. It was late January, February.
Did he hire the offensive line coach?
Hold on. I'm talking.
Did he hire the new OC?
I'm talking to two Davids.
Did he hire the quarterback?
Hold on. Both of you are named David, so I've got to just let me step in. I don't want anyone confused. I think the issue here is, what was the hiring pool, David? David on the phone, not the David sitting in here with me. Like, that's the one thing I think our David is saying is, okay, Wink stinks. And David, I've been on that one from day one. But okay, who else was willing to take this job? It was radioactive.
I'll give you that one, but at the end of the day, offer them the money to pay the assistants to come here.
Yep. No, more than fair. And look, David, David on the phone, it is, you're right, is that it is always going to be more than one thing. And, you know, we want to do a topic about who's to blame. You're right, they're both to blame. But I wonder where it ends up. And obviously, I think the notice of allegations comes out the week you play OSU. I think it's due that Monday. I'm going to be interested to see what's really in there. And I think that's the next thing is that, look, you do need someone to shepherd you through this. You got to be careful if you're tossing people overboard less than a year after. Because the next guy's going to go, well, you did it to him. What are you going to do to me?
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're not a Michigan man.
You got to stop with that. Not you. I'm saying they got to let that go. Hire the best football coach you can. Michigan man. What the hell is that?
You know that'll never happen, Mike. But you know what? Nice try.
Fair. Just hit the button. David's dying to hit it. There you go. You happy? There you go. All right, we'll get to the people here in a couple of seconds. Odyssey.com Rewind. We covered the Max Crosby stuff, top of the show. Sad, sad day. But you guys are awesome. Lions fans, driving the man to madness where he had to make the focus of his podcast. Lions fans. You hate to see it. But we can get back into it. David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll go to the callers.
Harbaugh does deserve a lot of the blame. However, the current coaching staff still deserve a fair amount. They have talented players, but the play calling and the use of those players is awful.
So my question is, what do you want to do different? I'm asking. Out of the bye week is your best shot to tinker, if you will. We all watched what the Illinois game looked like. So what are you asking for? What do you want to do here?
What I would have done, and it's a conversation we've had before when they decided to go with Alex Orji, they should have went with him, but they should have designed the offense around his running
style. I said it the week they played USC.
Right.
Your best opportunity is to grind as much UCF game tape as you could, and you turn it into a Wildcat offense, essentially, with your quarterback being the Wildcat, and you just – you got to play Service Academy football. Look, I'm not comping you to this team talent-wise. Please do not be insulted. You have to play the way Vanderbilt's played. Vanderbilt plays Service Academy football. 7 possessions, 25 seconds between plays, 27 seconds. Run the ball. Use the quarterback as the trigger to the running game. Rico, I know I know you don't like it. I don't like it.
No.
It was the only way out for them.
See, I think that's what you do in the off season.
See, and I agree
because
with you.
Because you can't, in 1 week, you can't come up with a brand new offense. Here's what needs to be done, and you're not going to like this, you're not going to like this, and Michigan fans aren't going to like this, but you have to dedicate yourself to a 2-quarterback system where you alternate the quarterbacks in depending on whether it's a pass or whether it's a run.
Think it happens this weekend?
It may.
That's why he said, I don't know who the quarterback is?
If you want to win.
But see, the problem is, I don't think it'll be Alex Orji. I think you got a better shot of seeing Davis Warren.
But what is he really saying? Because on his coaching show, he said that the starter was going to be Tuttle.
It's Tuttle unless somebody, to paraphrase, unless somebody takes the job, it's Tuttle. They don't turn the ball over with Orji.
That's true.
You just
because they don't throw the ball.
Correct.
That's a good thing. Punter wins.
Okay.
Right, but you don't get a ton of yardage either. So that's why. That's why, if you're Michigan, you may go with the 2-quarterback system. When you get inside the 30, close to the red zone, Orji's your guy.
Let's go to Blake, 97.1. Blake, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Hey, Mike and Rico, thanks for taking the call, man.
Yes,
I got to tell you guys first, I'm a big Michigan fan, and you guys sometimes drive me insane, but I can't stop listening because you guys are so damn good. I just keep coming back.
Well, thank you, Blake. I appreciate it.
Just wanted to say, Mike, don't be afraid to fly your flag, man. You got no reason to not be confident this weekend. I think I'm definitely afraid that this is kind of the start of another similar to a Rich Rod era for Michigan.
Ooh,
and
boy.
I think it's perfect timing for State to start coming back. I mean, they've been improving every week. I think you're good, man.
Here's a couple of things. Blake, just understand, you know, I try to be pretty even-handed with stuff where I'll tell you if I like you or not, but I'm never going to be a fanboy. My team has a turnover issue. So, if you know, I'm going to go into the game, and every time Aiden throws the ball, I'm going to hold my breath because I don't know what's about to appear outside the TV frame. It could be seven Wolverines around a bonfire. You just don't know. So I gotta temper my expectations.
You got your hand over your face, like peeping through the fingers, like, okay.
Right. Hey, it's a guy in green.
I get that, but every bit is bad with Tuttle, and worse to me. I don't know. I think your quarterback's looking way better than Tuttle.
Oh, I think I'll live with the mistakes of Aiden Childs because you see the immense upside. You see the NFL throws. You see the mobility. You know, he's a 19-year-old kid. You got to live with the ups and downs. Blake, I'm with you because next year, I think that's where it'll bear fruit. That's where Aiden might be able to, again, if he doesn't go to Miami for $7 million. But yes, Blake, I have a level of confidence. I think we'll be in the mix. I'll be sorely disappointed if we get steamrolled.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to be that guy because I don't think MSU deserves the benefit of the doubt after one comprehensive game.
And Blake, here's the thing, and we have to be happy as Spartan fans. He's just having one turnover a game. That's a win right now.
I don't know
if there's going to be a game where he just goes with no turnovers, no fumbles, no interceptions. But, yeah, he's starting to use his legs. He's starting to extend plays. But, yeah, if I'm Michigan, Blake, I would think about doing the two-quarterback system.
Who are your two?
I would go with Orji, and I would go to Tuttle.
So Orji to run it, Tuttle to throw it?
Yeah.
You're going 06-07 Florida Gators.
Yep.
Chris Leak to throw it, Tebow to run it.
Yep.
David?
When you're in the red zone, it's orgy time.
No, I'm not upset. I just...
you know what I meant.
I'm going to mark that down right there.
I hate you guys.
And I hear you.
Of a thousand suns. Go ahead.
I hear you, and I understand. And you're right. That's why I didn't like what Mike was saying in the USC week, because it was 1 week to prepare. I'm like, you can't really change your offense to a running system here in 1 week. The bye week gives you an extra week, and that's what I would have done.
But, David,
my quarterback system, I don't know.
No, Enrico's got a point here.
He does.
Listen. If you're throwing the ball, the plays are the same. If you're running them, they're the same. You change the players, not the plays.
Yes.
My whole point with the whole orgy thing was, all right, you have your quarterback run looks. They're there already. The only thing you're doing is our running plays are running. We're going to use the quarterback to trigger that because QB run is the most dangerous thing in the red zone. And then, yes, I admit, David, I'm not saying you go to the whiteboard and draw up a 50 new plays, but you can integrate stuff as the year goes along. They have chosen a different direction. Look, Jack Tuttle, I don't get. Now, maybe he throws for 400 yards this weekend and it'll all make sense, but I haven't seen it.
No, I think the key play for Michigan, David, correct me if I'm wrong, if you could get Orji play action to hit a 10-yard pass, that's a game changer because now you have to respect his arm. Because right now, I gave you the stat earlier in the year, he wasn't even hitting 50% on 5-yard passes. So if he could do the play action, throw the ball 10 yards down the field, hit the tight end, now you can't just stack the line with 8-9 people.
What a sad state of affairs. You're a Spartan. You're like, hey, can we only turn it over once? You're a Wolverine. Rico's dialing it up. Play action, shot play. 9 yards. Jesus. And meanwhile, Kenny's over here with a boner. Because, I mean, he's the SEC Georgia Feinbaum. Yeah, he's going, what a pillow fight these two idiots are talking about. Just, I mean, Kenny, give me something, will you? It's still our rival. Okay, good. That's nice. Why don't you go make some moonshine in your tub?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.